We pray. Gracious Child, we pray thee, hear us. From thy lowly manger, cheer us. Amen. Exciting movies usually begin with exciting music. Try to imagine your favorite blockbuster without any music. It wouldn't be the same. Without music in a minor key, the sad parts would not be as sad. Without music in a major key, the happy parts wouldn't be as happy. Bold brass for an epic scene. Soft strings for a romantic scene. So what music would you choose to accompany the Christmas story? I'm thinking also Sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss. But then, that's because I see this story as monumental, as the culmination of thousands of years of preparation. The history of the whole world was building up to this moment, and all future history would descend from this moment. So this is the peak of the mountain. However, others might legitimately request soft strings, perhaps even in a minor key. They might think, look at what God had to do because of our sins. Look at the depths to which the exalted Son of God had to humble himself in order to save us. We would both be right. For us, this is a moment of exaltation. This birth celebrates the infinite love which God has for us sinners. It triumphantly shouts to the world that God forgives all sins, that death is defeated, that heaven is open, and the way lies before us. This is a moment to sing, joy to the world, the Lord is come. So let's do that. Hymn 87, verse 1. The Son of God, however, it was a moment of deep degradation which kept getting deeper and deeper until we hear him cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? His birth is a moment for us to sadly recognize what our sins have done. And so we sing the words of Jesus in hymn 150. Verse 4. And as you sing these words, try to imagine that this is coming from the child in the manger. 150, verse 4.
The pain thou shouldst have suffered.
Music stirs the emotions. It can make you feel sad or happy, angry or peaceful, frightened or brave. However, there was no music playing in the stable in Bethlehem. As much as the birth of Christ was an event that arouses emotions, we dare not let emotions rule over our faith. There are many joyful hymns and carols that we sing at Christmas. People ruled by their emotions feel that joy when Christmas carols are being played. But what happens when Christmas is over? The music stops. Is the joy gone? For the Christian, the joy does not stop. Because our joy is not rooted in the brain's limbic system, which controls emotion. Our joy is rooted in the heart, where faith is found. Faith rests upon not the feelings of the moment, but upon the solid, unchangeable Word of God. It is that Word that tells us about this wondrous birth. It is that Word that tells us what it means. It is that Word that speaks to our hearts, telling us that we are forgiven. This child's arrival is the arrival of our salvation. Regardless of changing emotions, the message of the Word remains unchanged and unchangeable. A Christian may be emotionally sad at Christmas because he is sick or lonely or has suffered a great loss. But at the same time, he can still rejoice in his heart because the Savior has come. Therefore, perhaps in an unemotional, neutral way, we confess our faith in the child born in Bethlehem. And yet even without the emotion that music can induce, we still rejoice in these words. Hymn 251, verse 2. You know of anybody who has suffered more than the patriarch Job? His children killed in a storm, his riches taken by thieves, his health ruined by a painful disease. Yet in the midst of his sadness and his suffering, Job rejoiced. He rejoiced in his coming Savior. Oh, that my words were written. Oh, that they were inscribed in a book, that they were engraved on a rock with an iron pen and lead forever. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at the last day on the earth. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. How my heart yearns within me. Job said this not because his emotions were running high, but because he had the promises of God. God's word gave joy to a heart found within a suffering body. God grant that this Christmas you too will find inner joy, regardless of your outer circumstances. For unto you is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Hymn 85, verses 13, 14, and 15.